Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. I don't care what people say to you or try to do to you, when your faith is unwavering in God, they better watch out. Because they're not messing with you. They're messing with the guy that's standing behind you and the ones that are standing beside you and the ones that are here to protect you. And God said, I'm going to trouble those that trouble you. Don't you go out of your way trying to get revenge and get back at stuff. No, just keep staying and love them. Treat them right. Overcome evil with good. I'm telling you, God will deal with stuff. He'll deal with it in a strong way. But Peter was the only one that could snare Peter. You're the only one that can snare you. See, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And the stuff that comes out of your mouth carries life or it carries death. It should carry both, but it should carry life concerning the kingdom and death concerning the kingdom of darkness. It shouldn't be vice versa. That's how Peter snared himself. I don't know him. See, in the face of his trial, when the pressures came, I don't know the man. I am not one of them denying under pressure. That's not where we stop. That's where we need to get louder sometimes. More emotionally engaged. We're not trying to fight something out there. I'm trying to bring these things subject. See, it's important to emotionally engage. And not just be a frozen chosen. I'm not being critical here, please. Don't think that. But frozen people, a lot of times have a lot of bondages in their mind because they're governed by the intellect. You know, the intellectual part rather than by their heart. Your heart is always going to lead you to Jesus. Your heart is going to always lead you to some type of expression. Amen. There's a breakthrough, and it is. Let them call you a holy roller. Let them call you emotional. No. Well, you're not emotional. You've been given emotions. Amen. Only a corpse has no emotion. It's dead. All this good preaching, y'all, you better have some emotion. I had to throw that a little too soon there. You better get up and dance and run and shout and praise and holler and scream. It's part of it. It's part of our experience. Jesus cried with a loud voice. When it says that Jesus rejoiced, it didn't say Jesus said, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. No, read that. The expression was he began twirling around. Jesus. Doing a little holy dance, twirling around, rejoicing. When his disciples came back with that report that even the devils are subject to us in your name, it says Jesus rejoiced. And it wasn't the frozen stuff. Now everybody expresses differently. So you that don't show a lot of emotion, don't feel bad. Don't feel threatened. Don't feel like this. No, because God knows your heart. He knows you. But every now and then, get up out your seat. Every now and then, kick a leg. All right, brother, don't get nothing started in here. Come on, faith is our foundation. You can't hold a person down that believes. You can't stop a person that believes. And I'm not talking about one that knows Genesis to Revelation. I'm talking about a person that believes. They may not know a whole lot, but they believe. When they took Peter and John, they knew that they were ignorant, unlearned men. But after they interrogated them, they said, we perceive something that changed about these men. They're speaking with boldness. They're speaking with authority. We perceive they have been spending time with Jesus. So it's not all what you know. It's who you know. It's not all what you do, it's who's done it already. You put your faith in him and the finished work. Don't worship me, they told him. He said, these works were done by Jesus, the one you crucified. He's the one that does this work. When we can keep our focus on him, when circumstances try to surround you and try to crowd you, lift up your eyes to the hills from whence cometh your help. And don't wait a long time. Do it as soon as it starts happening. Lift your eyes and say, Jesus! Nothing's happening out there. That's already finished. It's happening here. Imaginations, speculations, high things, strongholds are being broken. He's already defeated them already. Now it's manifesting in here. Because you stand in agreement with the finished work. He's already done it. It's finished. Now he's finishing us. We go from glory to glory. As we behold in the perfect law of liberty, as we behold in his word the glory of the Lord, we are changed from glory to glory. See, this is the glory. Finished work. This is the glory. This is what God's given Elder a glimpse of. Anybody had a glimpse? Anybody had a foretaste? Oh, I've seen the glory. I've seen some stuff. Come on, early on, God has shown you some stuff. And it's you. But it's you there. But we go, as we behold in his word the glory of the Lord, we are changed from this glory to this glory. Come on, it's not like it was. Come on, tell somebody, I'm not what I used to be. There's something else up on me. Come on, there's something else going on inside of me. Even from last year. Come on, you might not see it on the outside, but there's a glory working on the inside. My mind is changed. Stuff don't defeat me like it used to. Stuff don't get me down like it used to. I don't carry issues like I used to. Stuff don't trouble my mind like it used to. I used to think it was the devil. That was defeated. It was me all along. It was me all along. In my mind, God already gave. That's what you already are. But in time, as you behold in the word, the glory of the Lord. And that's not limited to you just reading your Bible. You can behold the glory of the Lord driving in your car. You can behold the glory of the Lord laying in your bed, on your job. Okay, hear me now. Come on, the religious spirits, we're going to pull them all down. You don't have to be sitting up in a church service to behold the glory of the Lord. You don't have to be, amen, it doesn't have to be anything conventional for God to touch you and quicken you and change you at the least time you would expect God to move on you. He's moving on you. He's not limited by time and space. By circumstance. He's God all by himself. He's still changing from glory to glory. You know what? After a while, we're going to get close enough. We'll get close enough. I don't know about you, but I can taste this right now. I'm telling you, as you walk the path, you don't do everything right, and it's not based upon your righteousness. It's based upon your faith. I said it's based upon your faith. You fall down, you get back up, just start believing God again. It's in you to believe. I said it's in you to believe. Till finally, that caterpillar morphs into that butterfly. Because that caterpillar is just a butterfly in another state. In another dimension. Amen? But we behold, and as you move closer to that place of glory, you lock in. I'm not going back. I'm not relinquishing this ground. And it ain't the devil that can take it from you. It had to do with your perception. Because you have a bunch of good days in a row and you're here. And then all of a sudden, it seems like all hell break loose. And if you're not careful, you're back up in your mind. It don't matter. It don't matter what's happening here. I'm here now. You ain't getting me out of here. I don't care what comes, what may, or what will, or when it does, or who it is, or how much it is. I'm staying right here. I ain't moving in my mind till my change comes. Come on, that's the foundation of faith. It's a finished work. I say it's a finished work. It's finished. That's finished. God has finished. He's walking us through time, walking us into all that he has created for us. The tendency with the church, and I won't end on this note, but the tendency with the church has been in time past the same tendency that Israel had, and that was to limit God. And the reason, and get me a verse on the screen, Psalm 78, verse 37. And listen closely. The reason they limited God is because their heart was not steadfast in the covenant. Your heart cannot vacillate back and forth. Your work and what God has done. How well you perform and what God has done. Our heart must be steadfast no matter what. Tell somebody, no matter what. Your heart must and can be steadfast in the covenant. It says here, Psalm 78, verse 30, for their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant, in the finished work. Lord, they told me no. Lord said, didn't I tell you yes? Didn't I say I've already made a way for you? Didn't I say you are already blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm? But Lord, this circumstance, is your heart steadfast? You see, before you enter that promised land, and God spoke this to me on numerous occasions here recently, he said, if you've run with the footmen and they have wearied you, what shall you do in the swelling of Jordan or when the horses come? Now think about this moment. If you've been wearied with ends meeting, what are you going to do when you have more money than you ever count? Because see, those are the horses. And you got more time on your hand, and you don't really have need of anything materially. But yet you got wearied down here, trusting God as your provision, and wanting to give up.
We are continuing in our series on Mega Grace, part 35, the foundation of our faith. Jesus said, believe on him, as the scripture has said. There is a period in time called gestation where everything is in the process of development. There comes a time when children are no longer in need of the mother to survive. This is the same way the seed is in your spirit. Circumstances try to crowd you and confuse you. They come to shift your perception. You have to decide if you're going to be governed by the spirit or walk after the carnal mind. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Quem será?